It's time to get ready for high school football with a tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard. And now, knee-deep in all of the color and pageantry that is high school football game day, let's join Scott Unash and Mark Dukes.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome in to the tailgate tour as we come your way from Washington High School here in the courtyard as we get ready for tomorrow night's big game between the Warriors and the Kennedy Cougars. And big thanks to all the great sponsors that provide all of our goodies here for all the kids that are making their way out of class right now. The Iowa National Guard, Happy Joe's, Chick-fil-A, Coralville, as well as Dr. Pepper, Prince Albert's Tuxedos, U.S. Air Force, Marcus Theaters, Unity Point Health, St. Luke's Hospital, Community CPR Team, the Crisis Center, Heritage Area Agency on Aging, and Capri College. And thanks to all the great sponsors for helping us out. Do appreciate it as we get ready for what should be a big, big game tomorrow night, as it will be Cedar Rapids, Washington taking on Cedar Rapids, Kennedy. Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Great to extend the tailgate tour and be on the campus of Washington High School. Certainly a proud high school, a lot of tradition, a lot of great moments that have happened. Not only in this gym and this pool, but Kingston Stadium, and we're going to talk to some of the coaches here in a little bit, starting with Mr. Mo Blue.
Mr. Mo Blue, absolutely. And, a little bit different. Tomorrow night, of course, is the football game, but the Cedar Rapids Community Schools, they have a half day on Fridays. So that is why we are here on a Thursday. So if you're wondering about how that all plays out right there. A little bit of brotherly love right there, huh? Mo Blue joining us, football coach, track coach here in Washington.
That's the rumor.
With brother Jason.
Jason's on our team.
Yeah.
He's on our team.
Good luck. Good luck. Nah, I'm sure he's doing all right.
Jason's younger than you, right?
Yeah. We're almost Irish twins, you know. We're 14 months apart almost to the day, so.
Okay.
Yeah, he's 14 months older, so.
Walking up here with Jason, Mo, I threatened to get him on the air and tell the real story about Mo Blue.
There's not much to tell, to be honest with you.
Wait a minute, we got to get the delay on. Hold on.
I'm boring as all get out. So.
Well, needless to say, it's a big game tomorrow night, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they're all big games.
They're all big.
You know, with this year, with every game counting and your non-district games counting, you can't just rely on, you know, those first four games as a tune-up, then, we're just going to get going during district play. I mean, you got to be on the ball from week one, you know, and we started off with Prairie. I think it's safe to say they're pretty good. You know, they're a pretty good team. You know, the season didn't, we started off 0-2, you know, we played a tough Prairie team. Then I believe it was Dubuque Hempstead week two up there. You know, we kind of let that one slip from us, but we had, there were some extenuating circumstances. You know, we lose a quarterback in the first quarter, and we were all a little scrambling a little bit. We did some nice things defensively, but, you know, we went into the fourth quarter 21-10. You know, we're in the game, but then it just kind of got away from us. Then we came back week three against Dubuque Senior, and we got our first win of the season, you know, getting a 10-0 win. You know, it was probably the ugliest shutout I've been part of, but an ugly shutout's better than a pretty loss, so we'll take it. Then last week we had Bettendorf, and you know, Bettendorf's good. Oh, we had Jeff in between there too, and the kids played well. That was a pretty good game for us. Then last week, you know, we started district play with Bettendorf. It wasn't the easiest of district openers, but you know, we didn't play so great in the first half, but we kicked it in the second half, shut them out the second half, and got some things going in the right direction anyway.
I cut your game wire to wire against Jefferson, and you did play very well. And your sophomore quarterback, Henry Clymer, came in and was pretty poised. But Ross Snitker, shifty, Really, really tough to bring down, and he had a heck of a game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, he ran the ball very well that night, but our offensive line did a good job of getting the blocks and getting to the second level, and then our receivers getting into the act, you know, getting those downfield blocks and stuff. I mean, Ross obviously gets, you know, he gets the stats for carrying the rock, but there's a lot of guys that went into making that happen, and he knows that too. That's just he'd rather give the credit to other people than take it for himself. But, you know, he's just a tough kid. You know, I think he comes by it naturally. His brother was a pretty good player for us. And so, you know, anything Ross does doesn't surprise us.
Is he a better receiver or running back?
You know, it's hard to say. I mean, he's
pretty versatile.
He's pretty darn good at both of them. And, you know, we'll probably be moving him around a little bit tomorrow night. I don't know how much running back he'll play or how much receiver he'll play, but he'll probably be lining up in the slot, out wide in the backfield, maybe a quarterback, who knows.
You getting healthier?
Yeah, we're getting healthier, slowly but surely getting healthier. We're going to make a game-time decision on Braden to see whether he can go or not, but we'll just have to play that one by ear.
And where he's going to go at.
Yeah, you know, because, you know, Henry's been getting better every week. So, you know, it's hard to say. Maybe we'll throw him out wide. Maybe we'll put him on defense. We probably won't play him much defensively if he does play. But we just got to wait and see. We got to see how tonight goes and how pregame and stuff goes. And then we'll literally make the decision at the last second.
What do you expect from Kennedy, Mo?
Well, I like to say they do offensively, they do simple very well. Not a lot of bells and whistles. It's pretty straightforward, but they do it very well. They got a big old line, about three or four good fullbacks. Then they got two or three pretty good tailbacks back there with K'Ron Hendred and Max White. So I'm pretty sure they're going to try to run the ball a little bit.
Well, I think both teams are going to run the ball quite a bit.
You better not blink. It might be a fast-moving game just because, you know, the clock doesn't stop when you run the ball. So.
Well, and because of that, I think whoever gets out in front first is going to have a pretty big advantage. If you make the other team kind of force them to throw the ball maybe a little bit, that's going to be a big help to one team.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's about which team has to play behind the chains the most.
Yep.
The one that has to play behind the chains the most is probably going to be struggling a little bit because, I mean, although Henry's getting better, we don't want to put that pressure on him to get him in those obvious passing downs because Brian's been dialing up some stuff, especially once they get to third and long. And, you know, it's the same defense, but the way Brian runs it versus the way Kyle ran it, it's just different. And it's just different. It's not better. It's not worse. It's Brian a little more aggressive. That's where him and I are a little bit alike. We'll bring blitzes. And, you know, you live by a sword, you die by the sword. So I know – he's run some stuff that I've been kind of taking note of. It's like, oh, that's a good one, you know, and stuff like that. But, I mean, you know, and offensively, you know, they are what they are. They're Kennedy. They want to get in the eye. They want to run power. They want to run ISO. They'll get some toss sweep in there. They'll run some bootleg. So anything we can do to create negative plays, you know, for ourselves defensively is going to be huge. We got to be able to create those. If we can't, we're going to be in a little trouble because if they're going 3-4 yards a pop, or either offense gets to going 3-4 yards a pop, that could be problematic as we go because, you know, you do that, you have the entire playbook to choose from. So you want to try – they're going to try and get us into predictable situations and vice versa. We're going to try and get them into predictable situations, which is all much easier said than done.
Do you like the way things are set up now from a district standpoint and the RPI and all that?
Oh, you mean that RPI means about nothing right now. I mean, they put out the first ranking. I mean, it doesn't mean anything. No one's really played. It won't really – I don't think it'll really kick in until week 7-8 and maybe into that very last week because I think teams are just getting better. You know, the east side I think is a little odd because you got Bettendorf and Cedar Falls, they're in Prairie, I'd throw in there. They're kind of up at the top. Then it's a scramble for the rest of it. And, you know, the rest of us are trying to find our place, I think. Then the west side, it's a little like that in the west side as well because I think you got the cream of the crop out there with Valley, Dowling, Johnston, I believe, is playing well.
Yep.
So I think it's going to, for those last spots, it's going to be a roll of the dice. And I think the hot team, you know, teams need to start getting hot right now.
Yeah, very much so. And, you know, you guys throwing the names out there, you know, like Brian and Kyle, and they're talking about you and Cal and everybody.
Yeah.
These two staffs know each other in and out, backward, forward, upside down.
Yeah, we all know each other way too well. But that's fun, you know. When Wash plays Kennedy, especially nowadays and for the last several years, it's, you know, on our side, we don't have any animosity towards Kennedy or any coaches at Kennedy, but you really want to beat them. You want to beat your buddies. It's like, as much as we want to beat them, they want to beat us. And, you know, but we don't spend a whole lot of time giving each other a hard time when, you know, the other one beats the other or anything like that. But we all know who won or who didn't win.
And you don't forget it for a year at least.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You better, you know, last year doesn't matter. We better be worrying about this year because, I mean, we had a different group last year. They had a different group last year. So, I think it should be a pretty good game. I mean, our schedules have been a little bit different. You know, we've had, you know, some easier games. They've had some easier games. They've had some tough games. We've had some tough games. So, it'll be interesting to see. I think this is one of those games you got to throw all that out. Because, you know, our kids know each other, our staffs know each other, and know each other well, you know, on all levels. So it makes for some interesting, I don't know how to say it, but, some tactics, I guess, some psychological warfare. What are we going to do? What are they going to do? Trying to, you know, you don't want to get lost thinking, well, I bet they're thinking this, so we got to do, you know, you can't get lost in that. I know they're going to worry about what they do. We need to worry about what we do and not try and get too fancy with it and try and, you know, get into their heads too much.
What is your pipeline like in your freshmen, your sophomores, knowing that some of those kids like Clymer mm-hmm. are playing up?
You know, our sophomore groups come along. Our freshman numbers weren't really good this year. We had to cancel a couple freshman games just because of numbers. So we've been basically playing with a 9-10 team on our sophomore level. It's good and it's bad. You hate canceling those freshman games, so they, you know, you want them to get as many chances to play. But we're in a unique situation just from the standpoint none of us really know how a 9-10 situation should work because we've never been in that situation before. So there's been, you know, we've probably made some mistakes with how we've handled a few things, but we know moving forward if we get in this situation again, we'll be able to do it a lot better, a lot smoother. But I think we've made the best out of the situation considering it was so new for all of us.
Yeah, and it's homecoming.
And it's homecoming, but, you know, the kids have done a pretty good job of shelving all the hoopla. You know, we had our parade yesterday, we feel like we've had a pretty decent week. Is it perfect? No, but I would challenge any coach to say they've ever had a perfect week of practice. So
one of the best damn bonfires around, I know that.
That's what I heard. I wasn't here for it. I heard it got pretty high.
I saw some pictures of it, yeah.
That thing got about 70 feet high.
Pretty impressive, yeah.
You win the bonfire.
Yeah, we win the bonfire, but, you know, be quite honest, I could care less about winning the bonfire.
You want to create a fire tomorrow, don't you?
Yeah, we need to be fired up for tomorrow, so that's really our focus right now.
All right, sounds good. Well, we'll see you tomorrow night.
All right, sounds good.
Out of Kingston, and it should be a lot of fun. Hopefully a lot of folks get out there and see what should be a good game.
Yeah, you know, they shouldn't waste time watching it on TV. Just go out and see it. It'll be a lot better in person.
And listen to Scott.
Bring a headset, listen to the game on the field, and watch it live, you know. All that good stuff.
All right, Mo, appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, no problem. Thanks for having me.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back, have more on the tailgate tour here from Washington. We'll have BNA for you as well. We'll get you updated on that. Right now, before we get to break, and as we go to break, going to give you an opportunity. Kyle is going to take caller number 6 right now for our WWE Holiday Tour giveaway. We got a 4-pack of tickets going out to caller number 6 right now at 319-366-1600. Kyle will get your information, and we will take a break, come back, talk with some more of the coaches here at Washington High School. Tailgate Tour coming your way from Washington as we get ready for the Warriors and Kennedy coming up tomorrow night. at Kingston. Back with more after this.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right.
A
full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
In the pecking order. Leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all your favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
That was an awesome game.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
You okay, Coach?
Me? Yeah, sure.
Hey, you remember how I didn't play last year?
Yeah, we missed you.
Well, I didn't care about the game then. Didn't care about anything, really. Couldn't sleep, didn't eat much.
I know what that's like.
But this year's better. IowaCrisisChat.org made a big difference. Good listeners, you know?
That's really great.
Yeah, IowaCrisisChat.org. They can help anybody, even coaches.
Thanks, kid.
This message from the Crisis Center.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota M-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota M-Series tractors. The Kubota M-Series are designed to provide farmers with a fuel-efficient, high-performing, and versatile tractor with excellent visibility, spacious, dependable, and up to 168 horsepower. The Kubota M-Series tractors have the power to tackle any job.
To experience the power of Kubota, visit CycloneKubotaDealers.com for a participating dealer near you.
Congratulate Kyle in Cedar Rapids. Not Kyle Mann back in the studio, but Kyle in Cedar Rapids. He's going to go see WWE. The holiday tour coming up on Monday, November the 26th at the U.S. Cellular Center. Coming up tonight, we have Thursday Night Football, 1600 AM and 106.3 FM. We'll have that. It'll be the Vikings and the Rams. Looking forward to that one. And then on 107.5 FM, it'll be the Twins and the Detroit Tigers.
Good one. No.
Almost said that with a...
Which means absolutely nothing.
You know what? But Joe Mauer might be down to his final few days.
I know. That's sad.
You think he's back next year?
I'm 50-50 on it. And not only what he might do and what I think he should do. Whenever he leaves, I'll miss him.
Oh, yeah. I think Twins fans will all miss him out there. Tomorrow night, Wash Kennedy. We'll have it right here for you on KGYM, 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, beginning at around 7 o'clock, we hope, anyway, with the festivities. South Hardin and Regina, that's our South gym game on 106.3 FM. Will Hart joining us, boys cross country coach and the girls track and field coach as well.
How are you, gentlemen?
Good. Good to see you.
Nice to see you, fellas.
And first thing I said was, it's a beautiful night for cross country. And you said we should be running somewhere.
Yeah, they're running. The Prairie boys, or I know maybe girls, are running up in Western Dubuque tonight, and Iowa City is hosting their big meet down in Ashton. But no such luck. We were supposed to run a couple nights ago, and yet again, we've had three meets canceled this year due to climate change, and I think Cedar Rapids is under flood watch through noon on Sunday afternoon, if I'm not mistaken, and that's just the way it's rolled here this fall. JV's only run once, if you can believe it, and we're almost into October, but they'll have three meets in 8 days next month, so they should be happy. But we're making the most of it, having some great training sessions, and we're about to head up this afternoon up to Norridge and put in one of our hardest workouts of the year, maybe. So no, it's been good, but it'd be nice to race, and just Mother Nature hasn't cooperated.
Yeah, we talked a lot about that during the break, and I'm curious, on those really hot, humid days, we've seen it at Prairie, we've seen it elsewhere. Yeah. We can talk about the rain or whatever, too, but on those really hot, humid days, how do you prepare your athletes for that kind of day?
Yeah, it was brutal. I mean, I think as much as anything, preparation's got to be long term. I mean, in fact, on those hot days, I've had some of my best runners, junior Max Locher, who's ninth in the state last year in 4A. You know, one of our top athletes has really struggled in the heat, and you know, it's just difficult. It affects kids in different ways, and of course, the key is hydration. But you can't just start drinking water or liquids in general, electrolytes, that day or even the night before. It's got to be a long term effort, and it's hard to really adjust, I think. And so, yeah, I mean, last week, Aaron Stecker of Kennedy put on a great meet, I thought, out at Cherry Hill. It was a nice venue, actually. I hadn't run out there before, and it was a great place for a meet, and he put together a great one for us. And it was hot and humid, but it was mucky. I mean, it was wet, and the times weren't anything to write home about. But it was still a great meet, and again, few of the kids who are probably not hydrating enough over the long term. But again, regardless of, even without those hot and humid days, you've got to, if you're running as much as the guys in Iowa, guys and girls in Iowa are running in the fall, you've got to be hydrating constantly. And again, it just comes back to bite you if you get those hot, humid days like we've had.
Well, when you've been out there running.
yeah, those few times.
Who's done a good job for you
so far? Yeah, Paul Schneiderman, senior co-captain. I've got two great co-captains this year, Paul Schneiderman and Quentin Gay. And happy to announce that both made the final cut for the homecoming court again. This will be 5 years running that both co-captains make homecoming court here at Wash. And I'm hoping one of those guys gets to be a homecoming king coming up here in the next couple days. But Paul's leading the way both in workouts and in the meets. He's currently ranked 19th in the state and just doing a fabulous job. On the girls' side, Coach Nickel is enjoying working with a real talented group of girls, and I know she's hopeful for that team to make it to state next month. They're being led by Regan Gorman. Of course, senior Gorman. Regan is ranked 21st at the moment in the state on the girls' side. But some great leadership then on my boys' side from the two co-captains, and then Max Locher again, ninth last year at state, and he's looking great in practices and just needs to put it together in some meets. And then there's some new kids as well. You know, no surprises. We've returned a bunch of guys from last year, including a kid who was a freshman last year, Ethan Stout, who's doing super for us as a sophomore this year, and we've got Ryan McCaffrey, incoming freshman, who's squeaking into varsity. And I've got happy to report we've got an African again on the team. It's been a few years. I got Mercy Ngiri Weneza, who's a junior. Doing great things, and so we're hopeful. Brian Ennis also returning senior, varsity letter winner. So we can put things together here in the next month. It's actually a month from today is the state cross country meet in Fort Dodge. So we're gonna be busy boys between now and then.
There's no lack of competition. I don't have to tell you that. I mean the boys and the girls. Both the Mississippi Valley Conference has five teams in the top 15
it's tremendous.
Of 4A. So you're going to get competition every night.
That's the thing about these meets. I mean, the other day we were going up against West was hosting, and Prairie was going to be there. The Prairie boys are ranked 8th at the moment. I think the Prairie's girls are 13th. The boys are – they've got Jack Pendergast, who's 4th individually, and Colton LaGrange, who's 21st. The Kennedy boys are running awesome this year. They're led by Jacob Green, who I think is 8th as an individual, and the Kennedy boys are ranked 12th as a team. So anytime we go out, whether it's up, here at Cherry Hill last week or where we were supposed to be this past Tuesday, we know we're going to have good competition. That can only mean we're getting better. And again, Mississippi Valley and even Cedar Rapids in general. I mean, we've got Marion too in 3A mm-hmm. side. They're 4th in the state. Harrison Vanderlinden is, I think, number 8 individually. So they're great runners. I mean, we go down to Sac and Fox. We see those guys running. We go up towards in the middle of town, we're liable to run into the Kennedy kids too, and once in a while those Jeff kids too, and you know each of the schools has talented kids, and everybody's just working so hard.
Where is districts at this year for you guys?
Ooh, you know, I think Aaron is hosting. I think Kennedy is one of the potential hosts, and
could be anywhere.
Could
then.
Be anywhere. Marshalltown, I think, is the other close one here. So I'm guessing we're gonna be local. Who knows? Last time I was down at Seminole Valley, that was underwater. I don't know what kind of shape it's in now. But again, Cherry Hill was a good venue, and we're going to be setting up shop next Thursday, hopefully up at Knoll Ridge, weather permitting. And that's always a fabulous venue for running and for spectating. And we've got that super meet next Thursday. Well, I think it's 15 teams now, including Liberty, and the Waterloo schools are now running together. So total 15 teams. So it's going to be good. We're hopeful. Last year we were 11th at state, and we're confident that if we get a chance to compete and put things together, we'll be up there competing with the likes of Kennedy and maybe even Prairie and some of the other top ranked teams. So, yeah.
Well, sounds good. I hope you get to run as many times as you humanly possible in October. So.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly
that's
right. That's
we're
a
looking
good way
forward
to, think.
To for all the cross country coaches.
Well, thank you. Thank
appreciate you,
very much. You
stopping by, Will.
Appreciate it. You all guys right. Have a great day.
Thanks, Will.
All right, and we will see. I see Megan. I see Olivia. We're going to let's do this. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we will have more from the tailgate tour here at Washington High School. So stay with us. More to come after this here on KGYM.
On this episode of the World's Shortest Sitcom by KFC. Like I always say, it's the inside that counts. Like what's inside my new KFC 10-piece chicken feast. It's 10 pieces of chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes, and 4 biscuits for $19.99. Get more meal for the family for under $20. That's what really matters. It's pretty incredible what chicken can teach you about life. Anyways, KFC, it's finger looking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Hey, how much football is too much football?
No such thing.
Correct. And when it comes to business travel gotta-haves, how much is too much?
No such thing, especially at La Quinta.
Roomy rooms with workspace to spare.
High-speed internet that's as free as an uncovered receiver.
And La Quinta's bright side breakfast that could fill up a fullback.
Even free coffee that never takes a timeout.
There's no such thing as being too ready for that next big meeting.
So prepare to win at business with La Quinta.
Book now at LQ.com.
Save on your next oil change with 5 quarts of Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter on sale now for the same price of Valvoline Conventional at $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and improve engine performance with Valvoline at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back with you here from Washington, the tailgate tour continuing here on KGYM. Stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That is coming your way next right here on KGYM. And we're going to talk volleyball here. I'm ready. Head coach Olivia Pico-Kabaka.
Yes, sir. That's it.
Joining us at the picnic table here in the courtyard at Washington. How'd I do?
You did great.
I did perfect.
That was absolutely perfect.
You prompted me, though, the second
yes.
time. The first time wasn't as good. Second time, much better with that. So
that's what heritage, Olivia?
Tongan.
Tongan.
Similar to Samoan and Hawaiian.
Big volleyball in Tonga?
No.
Not at
swimming,
all.
Big swimming.
Yeah.
Surrounded by
ocean.
A lot
of football players, too.
A lot of football players, yeah. It really just starts out with rugby. And then when the kids come over to the United States, rugby's not so popular as American football. So it just makes the transfer, yeah.
So how'd you get into volleyball?
Volleyball started actually at Prairie. So Lynette Steckline had me come in for club coaching, and that started in 2009. And from then on, I just found the passion for it, and I love it. So, yeah.
And here you are. Here in Washington now. And, boy, oh, boy, you'd love to have some more wins.
Oh,
I know
yeah.
that, but this is a tough league.
Oh, big time. I think the MVC, it may sound biased, but I think it's probably one of the best, if not the best, conference in the state of Iowa, right behind the CIML out in Des Moines. But, yeah, would love more wins, but with, you know, two of our best players down, we're still trying to find our identity, trying to find out where our key players fit in. We brought a couple younger kids up. We've got a freshman that has stepped in immensely. So she came through for us on Tuesday with a big win against Dubuque Senior. So hopefully that will be the catalyst into the rest of the season this year.
When you may not be getting the results on the scoreboard, how do you measure the progress of your team?
Our mental toughness, I think, is our biggest thing. We really focused on that this summer. We got the girls into reading and said, hey, you know, the results are never in our control. Those are things that you guys worry about that I can't say, hey, give us 25 points and the other team 10. So that's a big thing, just to focus on our mentality. And last Saturday was a huge accomplishment in that aspect. So I think so far we're doing
what happened there.
We hung tight with Des Moines Dowling, and they're one of the toughest teams in the state, and to be able to hang with them, kind of catch a lead here and there, that was huge for us to see that. And then to play Dyke New Hartford, who won state for 2A last year, that was, we only lost 25-23, so I think the results are slowly getting there. It's just staying in it mentally, and the girls are doing really well with that.
And they're getting better.
Better,
That's what you want as you go through the year.
Absolutely, just outworking the day before and noticing and learning what you can fix, and then just doing that the next day.
Yeah, and I know you got volleyball players, you got some multi-sport athletes out there, you got some basketball players, so you kind of have a mixed pot out there.
Yeah, definitely. We've got some players. We've got one of our best hitters who is massively into soccer, and then we've got one of our best players who's massively into basketball, and just meshing all that knowledge of different sports and how they combine and can help them in volleyball. It's been great to see the girls kind of help each other out and go from there and making the progress that we need to do.
What kind of competition do you have the rest of the season leading up to the postseason?
Yeah. We actually have the number one team in state coming to our house on Tuesday with Cedar Falls. So that'll be a good matchup. And then we finish our season over with the number one team in 4A over at Xavier at their house. So it's definitely going to be a battle for us the next couple Tuesdays for our duels. Yeah.
Yeah, and then the MVC is coming up in a few
Saturdays.
You guys going to the west side again this year?
We don't. Actually, I'm sorry. We do. Yeah, okay. At Jefferson in a couple weeks on October 6th. Yeah.
That's almost a mini state meet in its own
right.
Oh,
my gosh. Big time. Yeah, you've got Dyke. You've got Linmar. You've got Ankeny Centennial that's there. So that one's probably the toughest one in the state by far, I would say, that we've seen all season. So, yeah, for sure.
How about some of the girls that are doing a really good job for you this year?
Oh, Kobe Dills. Kobe Dills is always going to be our front runner. She's been our four-year starting libero since she was a freshman. She's got two records that she holds here, breaking one of her own at the end of the last season. So she's been a true mental warrior for us and really leading our group right now, especially when we have 12 seniors. So a lot of the girls have been playing together, but her and Madison Miller, Julie Holt, really have been the leading pack for us.
Can you coach somebody to be a libero, or are they just have the it factor?
I really think it is an it factor. They either have it or they don't. That's just my personal opinion, and just really being able to read on the other side of the net instead of just looking at what's going on. They're really reading and mentally cueing in on where they need to go and where everybody else needs to go and what roles need to be played.
The quarterback.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah, she's our general. She's our general on the floor. Definitely right with our setter, Journey Carr, and those two, they have to lead the pack for us. Otherwise, it's kind of a crumble. So,
well, it shows a lot about the program when you have 12 seniors that have stuck it out all throughout their careers. So
absolutely.
That's pretty cool to see.
Yeah, yeah. It was crazy seeing it on senior night. It was geez, we really do have that many seniors, and we've only got 5 underclassmen on our team. So it'll be interesting to see what happens from here on out after they leave. So, yeah, they've been doing a great job for us all 4 years.
It sounds like it's a fun group to work with,
though. For sure. Definitely.
Yeah, on a night-in and night-out basis. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Well, awesome. You did great.
Thank you. It wasn't as bad as I thought.
We said it was going to be, you know, painless and
definitely.
All that. So, you got through it.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Olivia. Appreciate it. And we were going to talk some swimming and diving now. Megan Lewis set to join us here. And I see Justin Decker waiting in the wings right there. And we'll talk with him coming up in a little bit. And also talk with Grant Schultz as well. We'll get a BNA update from last night also and see what transpired out at May City. Megan Lewis joining us. Got it right.
You did get it right. Nicely done.
Because last year.
I know. It's, you know, I have been married for 8 years now.
So I know. And I reverted, so I apologize.
That's all right.
Washington swimming and diving going on.
Yeah.
And how's it going so far?
Pretty good. It's kind of a rebuilding year for us. We came off of a fantastic district win. We were pretty impressed with ourselves last year. But we graduated a lot of top seniors. Most of our varsity squad we graduated out last year. So it was looking at kind of those younger girls and some of the girls that came in the doors and seeing what they had. And now we're just working on putting those final pieces together. We're kind of nearing into our championship season here. So kind of seeing what we got.
Was it Tuesday night? It came down to the very last event.
Yeah, it sure did. I was not there. I went down for warm-ups and had to leave for another event and sent a message to my captains after the meet and said, hey, how did it go? Not expecting a win at all. And they said, we won by 2 points. I said, okay, that was really kind of funny. And, yeah, it came down to the last race. So they really decided that they needed to turn it on, and they certainly did that. And so we're really coming together as a group really nicely right now. They're having a lot of fun, and the hard work is certainly there. But it's a group of girls that is working really well.
Well, it demonstrates the depth that's important in swimming, because you were first and third in that last event, weren't you?
Yeah, we won that race, and the group of girls that we've got on that relay is pretty solid right now. But it came down to that third-place relay, and they had to get it or it wasn't going to help us. So
well, they're swimming
they
right there in a nutshell.
Yeah. So, you know, we've got a couple of top girls, but it's all in depth and what you've got and who can kind of continue to build. And oftentimes I think on swimming, you look at times and you think, you know, there's a team that's kind of out of our reach, but it really comes down to those girls in the depth positions that make or break a team.
How's this year different than last year?
This team is having a lot of fun. We're focused on some other things, working on why we're there versus going in and competing and having to win all the time. This team is focusing on individual accomplishments and what each girl is going to do, and the team is taking pride in each girl's individual accomplishments. And that's probably the biggest change in our team this year, is focusing on those pieces and what that means then to us as a team.
Was that an adjustment for you as a coach?
It is absolutely an adjustment. Swim team is just right there in the word. It's a team. But swimming is an individual sport, and so when you get in high school, it combines the two really well. It's one of the reasons that I've always coached it, because it does combine an individual sport and makes it into a team sport. But having everybody buy into that is sometimes a little hard, and this group of girls is working really well together.
Yeah, good group. And how about the upperclassmen? How they been for you?
The upperclassmen have been phenomenal leaders. This is the second year we did a senior retreat before season even started, and the seniors were and continue to be pretty gung-ho about what's going on in the water and out of the water. And then we're led by 4 really solid captains in that group of seniors we're meeting weekly and you know, what can we do to continue to build this program and leave that legacy is what they really want to leave behind.
Who are they?
My captains are Ayla Taylor, my diver, Ellie Bryant, Jenna McGuire, and Jill Hughes.
Okay.
Diving's still going strong.
Diving is still going strong. Ayla Taylor is arguably one of the best in the state. She certainly was last year, and she's fighting right between that second and third spot in the state right now. Obviously, it comes down to the final competition and what that will be, but she looks really solid on the boards right now. So
score some early points at state.
It could well actually. The state meet has gone to a different format this year with a prelim final format. Yeah. So we'll do prelims on Friday, and then divers will dive on Saturday morning, and then we'll do finals on Saturday.
Is that
afternoon.
Good? You think?
I'm super excited about it. I've never coached it before, and there are certainly some coaches in the state who coach club swimming and understand what that prelim final format is all about. It did some things for our team that have been really nice. You can make the qualifying cut earlier than districts, which has been fun. So Jill Hughes has already made it into the state meet in the 500 free, and so we're looking at some more qualifiers in the relays, and that really helps us as a group. So
yeah, and the divers going to be there on Saturday, you know, before, not to take anything away from Friday, but it was just a different vibe.
Yeah.
And Saturday they're there and they're part of all the hoopla of the last day of the swimming meet.
Exactly. So it's kind of nice to have that fully included. Oftentimes diving is a separate portion of the meet, and this time it's kind of a part of it.
What do you have for competition in the rest of the season?
We have the rest of the season on Saturday, which is, of course, the dance day. we're up in Cedar Falls for an invite. They have some really tough teams coming in for that, some teams that we've seen, and they have a Wisconsin team and a Minnesota team both coming in, both solid teams. Our last dual meet is next week, Linmar, here at home for our senior night. They'll be tough, but it'll be good, close meet. It's always a great competition meet for us. And then we go in to conference championships and districts and state.
Goes quick.
It does go certainly quick. We're down to the final few weeks is all.
Well, keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and talk a little basketball as we come your way on the Tailgate Show here from Washington. Stay tuned. More to come after this here on KGYM.
Whether you're tailgating at the stadium parking lot, camping at the lake, or a spontaneous celebration, there's a reliable Honda generator ready to give you more power, more freedom, more security, and the time to do what you want, where you want. That's power you can trust. And be sure to ask about our Honda inverter generators for more reliable, cleaner power. See the full line of Honda power equipment at Acme Tools, 1943 Blairs Ferry Road in Cedar Rapids, or online at acmetools.com. Do your best work.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Sports and rock and roll are a great combination. KGYM and Smart FM go together like a great offense and a great defense. Like a perfectly timed slant pass and a great mix of classic rock. To get you ready for the big game, all the analysis of the week's biggest contest from UNASH and Dukes, Todd Brommelkamp with Alex Kuhn, and all the great smart rock from Smart FM for your tailgate. It's a great combination. KGYM and Smart FM.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back with you here on the Tailgate Tour from Washington High School. We'll be back in the studio coming up tomorrow. Dave Kochen will join us, and we'll have the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 coming up tomorrow as well. We're going to talk with Justin Decker, boys basketball coach here at Washington. As he's looking forward to the season, has got a lot of people back. Always lose some really key seniors, but I know you're really looking forward to this year for a couple different reasons, really.
Yeah, I mean, by far we're the deepest. You know what I mean? Deepest team I've had, and we got competition at every spot, which is good because we know we're going to get better throughout the season. We did lose some good seniors last year. Obviously, lost some height. Which will be something we'll have to work on and do some different things defensively. But again, I like the returners. Again, this is year four for me, so I've coached these guys, the senior group, since they were freshmen. Played some guys early in their career, again, hoping that experience pays off. And I've liked what I've seen throughout the summer and guys just getting better in the weight room, getting better on the court. So. Anxious to see him. Obviously, still got a month and a half, to wait to kind of get out there and see really what we got. But I expect big things. But we'll still be a work in progress, I think, throughout the year.
Basketball coaches always have their eye on the football field, not just to root that team on, but often there's athletes that are very important to the basketball team playing football, and you're no exception.
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of the guys, and that's what we like here at Washington High School, is a lot of our guys do multiple sports, not just, you know, basketball and football combined. But, yeah, we have some guys that are having good years. Ross Nicker, obviously, is kind of a key piece of football. They just kind of plug him in wherever they can, and he'll be our, you know, returning starting point guard as of now. And he's a huge piece in the point guard or the backcourt. And then, you know, Braden Wright had an ACL injury last year. Hoping to get him healthy, he can add a lot. Speed, quickness, he's got some athleticism, and he can definitely guard. And then we got some guys, you know, Manuel Rowland is a guy, a kid that's kind of been working his way up and has really had a good summer and really improved. So, again, there's some key pieces. Excited about, you know, the year they're having on the football field. Can't wait to obviously get them back at some open gyms and see what they have when they hit the court again.
Yeah, you won't be as big as last year, but I think you're going to be not that they didn't get up and down the court last year, but I think you're going to be a little bit more of a speed team this year.
Absolutely. You know, plan to get out and run. We want to play faster. Last year we didn't have as many possessions as a lot of teams in our league. We didn't shoot as many shots, more so because we did play a slower tempo of basketball. Mick McCurry is probably the guy I would look right now. Maybe you'd be in at that five spot compared, you know, he's 6'5", maybe 6'6", compared to, like, Nolan Potter we had last year and Max Campbell, who were more 6'7", 6'8", but more back-to-the-basket guys. So we'll like to get out and run, stretch the defense a lot more. And then it gives us a little bit more flexibility, too, on the defensive end. We plan on switching a lot throughout, you know, different positions because a lot of our guys are, you know, close to 6'3", 6'4", across the line. So I think we'll have some flexibility defensively that we didn't have last year.
Yeah, makes it versatile. You can do a few more things. But like we've been talking about with the coaches, and I think especially with basketball, boy, oh, boy, it is going to be a war every night out there this year.
Well, obviously our league, I still will put our league the best league right now in the state. I would think we'd at least have five, if not six, teams in the top 10, you know, with Iowa City West and Senior probably leading that 1-2 up there. And then you got Cedar Falls and can't forget about a Linmar and Prairie with the two Murray boys. I mean, I think it's just every night, you know, there's no gimmies, obviously, but that's what it takes, you know, to get to the end, playing your best basketballs every night, being, you know, tested. And we're going to have that this year. We get a chance to play at the Cell Center against Bentendorf, too, which will be a fun experience, you know, with DJ Carton and stuff. I know our guys are looking forward to that game and having that atmosphere as well. So a lot of good things, a lot of competition, and that's what we want. You know, is the competition.
You like going down to the Cell Center?
You know, this is our first year, you know, and it, hopefully it builds something so we plan on being there at the end of the year. You know what I mean? And that's kind of one of the reasons why I really seeked out that game and again, give our guys a chance to play on a bigger stage so we get used to that because, again, that is something, a goal of ours, you know, this season.
Well, and it's going to make you better no matter what, facing DJ Carton and a team like Bettendorf.
Yeah, and they always, you know, we've played them every year since I've been here. You know what I mean? They're always a tough team. They have big physical kids. A lot of their basketball players are also football players, and seeing what they've done on the football field as well. But they're well coached, and they play extremely hard. So it'll be a good challenge for us. But like I said, pretty much every game we play is going to be a challenge for us. So.
Got staff back assembled the same as last year?
We do. We bring in on a couple new guys as well. Nick Roth, who just finished his career up at Coe College, is going to be joining us. And then Nate Gardner, who was one of our sophomore coaches last year, is going to take that step up to the varsity level and help us out. So I'm excited that we'll have, you know, more guys, you know, in practice and games. Obviously gives me different points of view, but also allows us to coach these guys up on a daily basis. So,
excellent, excellent. Well, how many days, a month and a half till practice about?
Yeah, about that. You know, obviously wishing volleyball the best, but again, once they're done, we're really going to hit it, you know, with the gym space and stuff like that. We kind of go mornings. We do some skill and shooting in the mornings now, and we'll do a few open gyms at night, but mostly it's the skill stuff, which I think is the most important right now, is just sharpen the axe, be sharp, ready to go. Everyone loves playing up and down, but you know, that'll come. You know, individual progress is kind of what I'm looking at right now. So
it's like a bit of a wrestling coach, Scott. Sharpen the axe.
And there you go.
It's the little things, you know what I mean? It really is.
It really is. The fundamentals. Got to get them taken care of before you can get up and down the court. So
absolutely.
Looking forward to Warrior basketball this winter.
Awesome. Appreciate it, guys.
We'll see you then, Justin.
All right. Bye.
All right, Justin Decker, the head boys basketball coach here at WASH. And Grant Schultz going to join us here before we depart. Well, we got to talk about bowling, too, because it was a good night last night. We'll do that coming up here. And Grant joining us, last but certainly not least. And thanks for hosting us here today. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. We love having you guys over for the tailgate tour.
Yeah, and it's homecoming week, so a lot of big festivities. You had the parade and the bonfire. Tell us about the bonfire.
Yeah, I'll tell you about the bonfire. So got that lit, and it was probably 60, 70, 80 feet high. I talked to one of the parents who's been around a long time. He said it was probably one of the biggest bonfires he's seen in about 10 years. So parade was great, and the bonfire was just as awesome. So great way to kick off the week.
We've talked to a lot of your coaches here, Grant, and we haven't talked, you know, golf, and they're having a good year. Coach, Danny Gettle will appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. He'll be on Saturday morning.
Pretty good fall, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been fun. And just speaking of golf, you know, obviously those guys have had a great year. You know, mentioned Connor Neighbors there. Just earned third consecutive first-team all-conference and third consecutive athlete of the year in our division. I don't know if that's ever been done in our conference before, but he's had a tremendous career, and we got a lot of great things to look forward to yet the rest of the season with districts coming up on Monday at Hunter's Ridge.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and it's not only on the athletic courts as well. You got I know the band will be in full regalia tomorrow night as well, and they're in the middle of all their season too.
Absolutely. Do a great job. Directors Miller and Nagel do a wonderful job each year, and we always love having them there on Friday nights, and they've got some performances going on in Kingston Stadium on Saturday, too, that I know they're looking forward to performing in.
Yeah, and you're wearing your Warrior baseball pullover today, and would be remiss if we didn't mention Coach Bruni and the Warriors getting the championship game last summer.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was quite an exciting season, kind of an up-and-down season, but peaked at the right moment. Coach Bruni had those guys you know, peaking at the end of the season, the postseason there, and made a great run getting that championship game, only third time in school history. So, you know, quite a season, and a tribute to Coach and all those guys on that team.
Reminds me of that Nedelecki team back in whatever year that was that 94-ish? Got back in there and won the state championship.
Yeah, I know which season you're talking about. I believe they were 500 going into the postseason and won that state title. So that was quite a year, and we almost matched that. So
and we got the winter, a lot of fall sports left, but then the winter to come as well. And on behalf of all of our sponsors and us here at KGYM, I want to present Warrior Athletic Department. And with that, check, and thanks for always being a great host out here when we come out here for basketball or Kingston for football. Appreciate what you guys do for us.
Yeah, no, thank you guys. You guys do a wonderful job for high school athletics all around the area, and we appreciate everything. So,
thanks, Grant.
We'll see you tomorrow night.
Yep, thank you, and go Warriors.
All right, Grant Schultz, the AD out here. And Mark gives us about a minute and 50 to talk about.
That'll be plenty of time.
Bowling Night in America from last night.
Yes.
A wrap-up brought to you by Mate City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the home of Bowling Night in America. I heard it was a successful evening. It started off a little subpar, but you guys picked it up.
Well, it depends on how you measure success, I guess. We got 3 out of 4 points, which boosted us up in the standings to about, what, tied for 8th, and we were plummeting towards the bottom, but Quality Auto cooperated. Secretary Mike Hoskins needling me all night. But,
about me.
It was about you, about me, but it was good. I bowled like a novice the first two games, but came back with a really good game the last, and the team came through. Troy Beeler had a great series, and nice to be on the winning side of things. So we're 7-9 right now on the young season.
Very young.
Joel Donner. Bowling just to our left, had a 288, 755 series last night to lead the way in the mature Evergreen League. And a lot of good scores out there. I know our friend Marcus Metz had a big game and series. But we'll do it again next week. You and I are both on. And we'll try to get things moving, continue to move in the right direction.
There's going to be there will be beverages bought and paid for by somebody next week.
Well, that's
week.
Always a given.
Well,
right?
No, I mean.
Oh, no, yes.
The Bronco fans and the Chiefs fans
yes.
are going to be going at it next week. So, we got that to look forward to.
That's just a sidelight, yeah.
That is a sidelight. Maybe even bigger than the game itself. We shall see. But, thanks to May City, Tom, everybody over there. Do appreciate it, Andy, and the entire staff over there. Want to thank everybody here at Washington for all the hospitality. We got Washington and Kennedy coming up tomorrow night. Football at 7 o'clock, 1600 a.m. and 107.5 FM. The South Tailgate Tour will be tomorrow from Regina as they get ready to take on South Hardin. That will be tomorrow night on 106.3 FM. Stay tuned. Tom Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That's coming your way next here on KGYM.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.